Welcome to Side 2 of the Sunday Morning Hangover, another band that influenced the Beach Boys, a group called the Hi-Lows.
You're flying too high, like birds sweeping the sky, and pulse makes you to boss. The main reason and cause, two ladies in the shade of the banana tree are delectable, desirous, they can be in the black, black shade of the banana tree. With lips popping to bees and eyes rolling to tease, the most popular plan designed to capture man. Two ladies in the shade of the banana tree, a frolic and spectacle they can be in the ice cold shade of the banana tree. The nights are always fair, nobody never wear a stitch too much from here to here or even there to there. A man's a fortunate child to be born on this elegant isle. You need no wedded wife to taste the joys of life. Look, see, nice, agree. Two ladies in the shade of a banana tree. This is a sunny shore, it almost never rains. And what's more, we grow gals sweet as sugar cane. A man's a fortunate child to be born on this elegant isle. Lays away today while a cockatoo sings, fat in your face with butterfly wings. Shake to the music as the street band rings. Full femininity fit for kings. Look, see, nice, green. Two ladies in the shade of the banana.
Donna, the donut Chunk Queen. Would you mind a lifetime with me?
Oh, man, Bill, and Lori. That was the worst thing I'd ever heard in my life. That was like the worst.
Oh, don't say that. He lives in town.
Oh, sorry.
Don't say that.
Oh, no, actually, I really like that. That was really great.
I got introduced to him because he did a local cable access show where he plays all his songs.
I must say it was entertaining. It's better than the Eagles, that's for sure. Let's talk about that. Why don't you tell us who that was?
That was Chas McCulley.
Chas McCulley doing?
Doing Donna, the donut shop, Queen.
Very nice.
And all the songs on the whole album are pretty much like that, with different themes. He uses a little pre-programmed keyboard, and they're all original songs.
Uh-huh.
If you ever see it, pick it up. It's a wonderful, wonderful album.
Oh, the Beanie Babies song, huh? Did you bring that? No, we played that last year, didn't we? Oh, man. You didn't bring that, did you, Bill?
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Sorry, caller. We have a caller who wants to hear the Beanie Babies song. We did not bring that. We like to keep things fresh. We don't like to do the same show every year. We've got Bill and Lori from the Eugene Record Convention here helping out me, the Reverend Mark Time, on the incredible Sunday Morning Hangover radio program. Another great show on tonight at 8 o'clock here at KWVA is, I forgot the name of the show. No, it's Late in 80s with John. And, I think you're going to enjoy that one too. He's pretty cool. He does used to do Friday nights and he's moved to Sunday nights. All the best of, 80s and late 70s type music. Let's see where we're going. We were talking about the record convention a little bit, next week at the Hilton at, 10 o'clock. Now, there's early birds, right? Early birds can get in at a certain time?
Yes, they can.
At what time is that? Is it 8 o'clock?
Around 8 o'clock. We have a mob of people who just wait, and in the hallway of the Hilton, we're trying to set up the room, and it gets crowded. We're talking about 5 and 6 in the morning. People get so excited to be there.
Yeah, so there's that, but there's an extra special price for that, which we should not talk about. And then there's the regular admission fee, which we cannot talk about. But it's going to be a lot of fun. And I forgot where we were going. Oh, yeah, where's that Sarah Palin article? What did I do with that?
You put it over there.
I stole it. Oh, here it is. Okay, do you guys read Rants and Raves on Craigslist? Did you ever look at Rants and Raves?
Yes.
On the local. Now, normally, it's very racist and sexist and really horrible stuff. Just people fighting with each other all the time. But I got this off Rants and Raves. Okay. And I have to kind of change the title. How many people would it take to give the finger to Sarah Palin? Okay. Now, this is an interesting concept. And I'm only reading this just for the concept. I'm not advocating anything. I'm not promoting this. Frankly, I think this is a disgusting thing to do. But I thought it was kind of funny to bring it up on the radio. It's kind of funny to talk about. Now, it's about 10 miles from the airport to the Hilton, right? That's where she's speaking on April 23rd, Sarah Palin. Speaking of the Hilton, just think, we're going to be in the same place as Sarah Palin. So, 10 miles to the Hilton, and you only need one side of the road. So, my math says, that's the person that posted this, 5,280 feet times 10 is 52,800 feet. If there was one person giving her the finger every 20 feet, you only need 2,640 people. Okay? So they could get 2,640 people to line one side of the road between the airport and the Hilton, all of them giving her the finger when she drives in. That'd be kind of fun, don't you think?
No, give her the peace sign. We're all about peace and love here.
Hey, I thought that was a great post. I thought it was a great idea. And I'm not advocating that at all here on the Sunday Morning Hangover. Speaking of Sunday Morning Hangover, I'm going to toot my horn a little bit. I might have a TV show. Yes, that's right. You may be seeing the Sunday Morning Hangover with me, the Reverend Mark Time, on local cable access 29 in the month of
February.
You're
going to have to wear clothes, though, now.
Yeah. Oh, geez. That's right. Yeah, we're all naked in the studio right now. You know, Anarchy Radio, which operates out of this station, KWVA, has its own TV show where they set up a camera in the studio, and John Zorzan, I think is his name, does his show on the TV. Well, we're going to have the same sort of thing happening with the Sunday Morning Hangover, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Also on Channel 29 this week, I think it's Wednesday night and Thursday night, Arts Journal, featuring myself and Sean Media Class at the Museum of Unfine Art recently, an interview with me about my important piece of art that is hanging down at the Museum of Unfine Art. Okay, we got all that stuff out of the way. What were we going to hear next? Somebody died. Do you know much about what I do with the record cover? Do you know much about Carl Smith, one of the great country artist of all time, died last week. A guy named Carl Smith, and this is a track by Carl Smith, R.I.P.
Deep within my heart lies a melody, a song of old San Antone, where in dreams I live with a memory beneath the stars all alone. Well, it was there I found beside the Alamo, enchantment strange as the blue up above, and the moonlit past that only she would know. Still hears my broken song of love. Moon and all your splendor, know only my heart. Call back my rose, rose of sand and foam, lips so sweet and tender, like petals falling apart. Once again of my love, my own broken song, the words I know to live in my heart all alone. For that moonlit past beside the Alamo, and rose, my rose of San Antone. All your splendor, know only my heart. Call back my rose, rose of sand and tone. Lips so sweet and tender, like petals falling apart. Speak once again of my love, my own broken song. Words I know to live in my heart all alone. For that moonlit past beside the Alamo.
Ever hear of a Gandhi dancer? Well, he's the fellow that laid the railroad tracks. He pushed those steel ribbons clear across this great land. He worked hard, and it was a lonesome life. Across the prairie, marking a course, laying a road for the iron horse, with the blazing sun on my breaking back, a long, long way to the end of track. Swinging ahead of the engine bell, the hot air filled with the black smoke smell, in time with the pit crew breaking the ground of the big boss yelling, keep laying him down. It's not the sun I mind, or the weight of the railroad ties. It's the gal that I left behind. Keep seeing those eyes, keep seeing those eyes. Got no time for thinking now, keeping this beat with the sweat on my brow, racing the puff of the old smokestack, a long, long way to the end of track. End of track and a needed rest might ease this aching out of my chest, so lift that hammer till your back can feel and show how good man drives that steel. Pal, it's not the sun I mind, or the weight of the railroad ties.
It's the gal that I left behind. Keep seeing those eyes, keep seeing those eyes. Fist is squealing, sledges pound, laying them down on the hard rock ground. If you want your pay, keep breaking your back. It's a long, long way to the end of the track. Creeping along a tide of time, we'll get our rest at the end of the line. I'll drive my body till it falls apart and work that woman right out of my heart. Pow! It's not the sun I mind for the weight of the railroad ties. It's the gal that I left behind. Keep seeing those eyes. Keep seeing those eyes.
Wow! That was totally amazing. Pardon me, I'm trying to get some stuff on here while we speak. The phones have been ringing like crazy. That was Lauren Green, end of track. No, he's not talking about the end of the track. He's talking about end of track. Oh, here you go. I got my secretary Bill. It's track one off of this CD. Thank you, Bill, for writing this stuff down for me. I won't be able to read it later. As you know, you can read my playlists on my blog, sundaymorninghangover.blogspot.com, or go to Facebook, MySpace. I do post playlists, so if you want to know any of these tracks that I played, you can go there later. Of course, we have Bill and Lori from the Eugene Record Convention. Say hi, Lori.
Hello.
And my friend Gary Molica called in from Pasadena. He's coming up next week to sit with me at the convention next week. Anybody want to, you know, have a sign autographs or anything? We will be there.
Isn't he in a kind of famous band?
Yeah, he was.
Can we talk about that?
Well, as long as we don't mention dollar signs. Also, my friend Armin Hammer from the Jars called in. We have a Jars reunion going on the internet, but unfortunately, all of us are scattered all over the place. The next track, which I didn't cue up properly, let's try it now, is a track from Pete Townshend Demos that I just wanted to sandwich into the show. It has nothing to do with anything. One of my favorite bands in the world, Thunderclap Newman, did a song called Accidents. This is the original Pete Townshend version of Accidents.
To blame.
strong. Doors open, stairs are steep. The room is near, you know, so far. The lights are out, but so are the stars.
That was real good, Bill.
I love it.
Another classic track brought
Mark
in by...
Mark has a hangover.
Brought in by Bill and Laurie. Bill Finner and a record
Mark
convention.
Mark looks like the album cover.
That was really horrible. And only a couple of my friends might recognize this album, Max Webster Hangover. It's got a picture of like a cartoon of a guy with a square head on the cover. And you flip it over, and some guy's actually wearing that head, and they're all surrounded by, like, cigarettes and wine bottles and Alka-Seltzer and stuff. Called Hangover, Canadian band, hey, yes, if you couldn't guess, 1977 on Phonogram. Could you add anything to that lovely Max Webster Hangover description?
You don't like it, Mark? You don't like it?
No, I actually liked it a lot because it had that Bachman-Turner Overdrive real bad Canadian. Like, Bill and I have the same allergies to Canadian bands that a lot of you out there have. So
they're a big band in Canada, and one of the guys in Max Webster went on to have a big solo career there. His name is Kim Mitchell. And they have tons and tons of albums out, although you might never have seen them or heard of them.
Right. You had to be Canadian to figure that out. Let's see. Before that, Peter Townsend demos Accidents, the Thunderclap Newman song. And Thunderclap Newman has reformed, which is amazing considering they're a three-man band and two of the guys are dead. How could they reform? Well, Andy Newman, also known as Thunderclap Newman, the old guy in the band. He was old in 1970. You should see him now. he has a band where they're doing Something in the Air and all those songs like Accidents and Hollywood Dream. They're touring all over England right now. Sunday Morning Hangover here on KWVA. Eugene, Bill, and Lori from the Eugene Record Convention, which occurs next Sunday at the Eugene Hilton downtown. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Are you going to be there, Mark?
I'm going to be there. How about you, Bill?
No.
No, don't go. Lori's going to be there. We're going to have a lot of fun. Describe for me, if you could, some of the characters that attend the convention. Do you have any particular local favorites?
There's this one guy who comes and he tries to look through every record in the whole place. He starts at the first row and he goes through every record, and I swear he takes out half the records and looks at them, but he might only buy two or three records all the day. He's there for 8 hours going through every record slowly.
That's a great story. I understand also there's going to be an appearance by Spider-Man.
Spider-Man will be there.
Yes. And you were talking about Norma Fraser, the reggae star, who I tried to play her song earlier, and it didn't want to cue. I might play it a little bit. And also our friend from the Sunrays. Any other celebrities showing up this year? Let's talk about some of the celebrities that have been at the Eugene Record Convention.
One year, Beck was in town. And
Beck? Glenn Beck was there? Wow!
No! Not Jeff Beck. The other Beck was in town, and he's only about 5 feet tall. So he walks in, and he's one of those people who, when he walks in a room, even if you don't know who it is, everybody turns over and looks at the guy. But he bought a bunch of dollar records from somebody I don't know at some time, because I can't say anything. But
right. But
he bought some stuff, and he signed some autographs, and people generally left him alone, and he was a nice guy. And another year, we had Laurie Anderson of Superman fame there. And
oh, Lou Reed's wife.
Is
she's
really?
Married to Lou Reed. Was Lou there?
No, Lou wasn't there. This was pre-Lou. Yeah. And she's another unique-looking character, too. Like, she's one who walks in a room, and everybody turns around like, who is that?
Yeah.
And she bought some stuff, too. And another year, we had Hal Blaine there, the most recorded drummer of all time, who was on everything from Lennon to Sinatra.
To the Beach Boys, to Phil Spector, to all that stuff. My friend Gary was telling me he was at the Pasadena Swap recently, and Hal Blaine had a little tent or something, and everybody just walked by and ignored the tent. So Gary goes in, and here's Hal Blaine sitting in his tent all by himself. And he was able to sit down and just talk to Hal
Blaine.
He's
a really nice guy. He wrote a book, too. He was trying to probably sell his book there. And at one time, he had like hundreds and hundreds of gold records, because he was on so many records, and he sold all his gold records.
Like Brian Wilson. Hey, Lori, who was that dared interrupt my show?
Somebody for another disc jockey that works here, and so...
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, how rude. Anyways, you've had Mason Williams at your
last
show
year,
also
yeah.
performing.
Yes, our local favorite, Mason Williams.
Oh, and this year we may have a performance by the incredible Honey Visor.
Oh, I don't know if we can afford her, though.
We'll see. Maybe we can take up a collection
or
something. That's right.
No, she's coming.
No money.
She'll be there.
We could talk about honey, but we can't talk about money.
No money and no food.
No money, no honey.
She's going to do money, honey.
honey. Yes, Honey Visor, the incredible local artist. Okay, let's get on with the music. We don't have much time left here on The Hangover. Like I said, next week, the incredibly talented Lane and Kara will be sitting in on the Sunday Morning Hangover for you. I'm sure you're going to enjoy that. This track is from something called Boulders 10. Do you know anything about this, Bill, next track we're going to play? Let me see. What do we got here?
Has anybody heard of Jerry Mathers?
Oh, yes, Jerry Mathers.
Jerry Mathers punk band.
The Beaver.
The Beaver.
And you should listen to the lyrics because they're a little bit sordid.
Okay,
they tell you what happiness is.
He calls his band Beaver and the Trappers. And, well, here we go. Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Thank you. says, "Ah, being left alone. Happiness is living out on your own. Happiness is having your feet on the ground, walking away and know you'll never be found. Messing your mind, most important of all, be free. Happiness is having a girl of my own, taking her out and always being alone with me. Yeah, me. Happiness is going about a blowing your mind and coming back down again.
Money. Having heart to say we're through. If Carl will let me, then I'll still be friends with you. Landy, don't hate their guts because they sent you away.
You know, that was totally amazing, Bill. That's probably my favorite thing that you brought in today. And
I thought you liked Hangover the best.
Yeah, the Hangover. Yeah, that was good, too. But that was somebody named Will Bryson.
And the Shocking Shrinks.
Doing Landy, You Need Me. Now, let's talk about this record as much as you can tell me about it. Obviously, it's the Beach Boys, correct?
Yes, they took a backing track by the Beach Boys called Sandy, You Need Me, and then some characters who will go anonymous added the Landy lyrics to it.
Oh, just totally amazing. On yellow vinyl. This is a local production. This came out when?
Oh, probably 10 or 15 years ago when Landy had a hold of Brian Wilson. And I can tell you that Carl heard it, and so did Mike. And when they heard this record, they laughed so hard they fell off their chairs.
Well, that was by Will Bryson. Get it? Before that, we heard Leon Smith, Basic Surf. What's the story with that one? Is that a local band as well?
Yes, we know Leon Smith. He used to be on Guarantee RV commercials constantly.
Oh.
But he had a hit in the early 60s or late 50s called Little 50 Ford, and he also did this song here, and he had his own record label, local record label called Willamette Records, and people are always looking for Willamette Records, and this is about the only place you can find them. But he still goes out and does gigs every now and then, and plays these songs, especially Little 40 Ford.
Well, that was a real rocking track, and mastered very loud. We started out with Jerry Mathers as the Beaver. Actually, Beaver and the Trappers, Jerry Mathers' punk band, I guess, huh? Happiness Is, that dates back to, what, 1970s?
I'd say 66.
66. What an amazing record. Bill Finneran, Laurie Penny from the Eugene Record Convention. It's always a gas to have you. I'm not getting rid of you yet. We'll be taking another break. But I do want to remind people that next week, any geeks, nerds, or record freaks are going to have a party at the Hilton next Sunday. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. What do we have coming up? One of my favorites. This is a local guy, a guy named Buzz Martin, the Singing Logger. And I just acquired this the other day. This is from the Singing Logger album. And this goes out to my friend Sean Media Class. This is a track called Bigfoot.
Way up on the mountainside, look what I found. Great big man tracks sinking in the ground. It's a legendary Sasquatch are all harping on. But old Bigfoot, he's been there and gone. He's big around the middle and he's broad across the rump, going 90 miles an hour, taking 40-foot a jump. Ain't ever been caught or ever run up a tree. Some folks say he sings a lot like me.
He'd been seen by almost everybody, almost everywhere. He'd mostly been seen when he wasn't even there. They say he's a monster with a mind of a child. I think he's just a logger. That problem went wild. Well, he's big around the middle and he's broad across the rump, going 90 miles an hour, taking 40 foot a jump. Ain't ever been caught or ever run up a tree. Some folks say he sings a lot like me. They've chased old Bigfoot as far as he can go. When they'll catch and civilize him, well, nobody knows. He shouldn't have to suffer over modern man's whim. You wouldn't want your sister to go to school with him. Well, he's big around the middle and he's broad across the rump, going 90 miles an hour, taking 40 foot a jump. Ain't ever been caught or ever run up a tree. Some folks say he sings a lot like me. Some folks say he looks a lot like me.
Of this town don't boast a corner of beef. No waterways or sidewalk cafes will you see. Just smoke from the factory blowing by a lonesome tree. As I walk down streets of this town, something calls to me. Streets of this town do not boast royalty. Or cause a man to write a symphony. Talk songs after one more working day. As I walk down streets of this town, I can see them sway. Each house has a light that shines.
That was nice. That was, where is it? The Mary Kay Place from Mary Hartman, and a track called Streets of This Town, Ode to Fernwood. What did we hear before that? I forget. Oh, Buzz Martin with Bigfoot, of course. Well, it's been a great 2 hours with you two, Bill and Laurie.
We're only doing 2 hours? I thought it was 6 hours.
I love those four-hour shows. They make me crazy. So
make you crazy?
Once again, if you want to get Bill's or Laurie's autograph next week at the Eugene Hilton around 10 o'clock on Sunday morning, it's going to be so much fun. I'll be there, of course, with my good friend Gary Mollica. We'll be signing at autographs also. And the great Honey Visor will be playing somewhere along the line, maybe behind my table. So, what did we have to cover? I think we just about covered everything except for the next record. This is Dracula's Greatest Hits. I don't know why you brought this. It's not even Halloween. You know? Who is this guy? This guy has a real name. I forgot his name. It was some old Jewish guy from Brooklyn.
it's Don Knotts.
Don Knotts, that's right.
No,
I used to know the name of this guy, Frank Longo or something.
No, Frank N. Stein.
Frank N. Stein, yes. And here's his version of the popular Beatles classic. Reverend Mark Time signing out. Stay tuned, sir, for some great headbanging music for ya. KWVA, Eugene. Where we play all the hits.
Oh yeah, I tell you something you may not understand. But I'm a thirsty vampire. I want to bite your hand. Shoot. I want to bite your hand. I want to bite your hand. Oh please, please don't scream. I know you think it's grand when I fly in your window. Just let me bite your hand. Just let me bite your hand. I want to bite your hand. And then I bite you. I feel happy inside. It's so delicious that my thirst I can't hide, I can't hide, I can't hide. Yeah, you got that something. I think you understand. But I feel that something. I want to bite your hand. I want to bite your hand. Shoo, I want to bite your hand. And then I bite you. I feel happy here inside. It's so delicious that my thirst I can hide. I can hide. I can hide. Yeah, you got that something. I think you understand. When I feel that something, I want to bite your hand. I want to bite your hand. Sure, I want to bite your hand. I want to bite your hand.
Sure. Eep, eep, op, op, ork, ork, ah, ah. Eep, eep, op,
Yes, folks, we hope you like the show. You know, it's been really wonderful having you guys here, Bill and Laurie, you know, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
It's so much fun to be here. You should see how crazy he is in person doing this show. He's running around, running here and there, knocking things over, trying to get things to work.
That's why the TV edition of The Sunday Morning Hangover, which should be appearing soon on your cable access channel 29, is going to be a hoot. So, next week, the Eugene Record Convention. Also, what else did I have to tell you? We got coming up in future hangovers. Oh, next week, Lane and Kara will be doing this show. Oh, look. I found one of my old CDs here. No, wait. Small Faces, Ogden's Nutka on Flake. Anyways. But I just want to let you know that, I appreciate all the phone calls. We will be giving away more tickets in 2 weeks for upcoming McDonald Theater events. I want to thank McDonald Theater for being so generous. We gave away all those tickets for Los Lonely Boys. So, once again, we'll be seeing you this Sunday, and stay tuned. This is KWVA in Eugene.